Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
We entered the gates with thanksgiving and praise and found ourselves in heaven. Stay in and receive. He is worthy. You could hear 100 messages. You could look at YouTubes. But I'm telling you, the presence brings change. Presence brings revival. The presence brings breakthrough. The presence sets us free. Whatever you need, receive. Receive right now. Jesus. Holiness overwhelms me. It brings tears of joy, tears of healing, tears of refreshment. We wait, Lord. We see more. More, Lord. Right about now, the flesh starts to get a little agitated. Flesh, shut up. Jesus, more. More, Jesus. The presence brings conviction. But in a good way. His love convicts us to want more of Him and His presence and His way. And our flesh says, yes, yes, yes. Holy Spirit, help. More, Lord. I see hearts being healed tonight. I see a refreshment I see liquid love going into hearts tonight and into the bodies tonight. I see restoration coming forth because of his love being poured into our hearts tonight. Yes, Lord. More, Lord. Your goodness, it is overwhelming. It is so overwhelming. Your goodness consumes us tonight, Lord. Your goodness changes us. More, Lord. More, Jesus. More, Lord. As we stay in his presence and worship him in our hearts. Isn't it funny? At the same time, we can hear the amusement park outside the door. Yeah. It's really it's like, you know, we're dual citizens and we have a choice to stay in spirit and worship Jesus, even though the flesh is faint and we hear faint like something outside the door. Lord, more. Ah. Are you calling for more? Oh, he's so good. As we were worshiping, I saw a door open in heaven, and the door was like slate blue in color. Actually, it was very similar to the color of his sweatshirt. And I've never seen a door that color in heaven. And as the door opened, I saw us go in and step in behind this beautiful place in God. And it was filled. It was the gardens. And it was so marvelous because everything was so alive. Every branch, every leaf, every blade of grass, every flower was worshiping. And there was so much joy. And as I saw us go, I could feel my heart. It almost exploded because of the joy. It was like almost too much because it wasn't used to. It was like being stretched, like stretched beyond capabilities. And as we were in this beautiful place, I saw Jesus giving gifts to everyone that came. He has something for everyone that came through that door. And it was so wonderful. And in that moment, when I was watching and experiencing this, there was not one care, one concern. It was just full life. It was the embodiment of every living cell alive, multiplied to a measure that is indescribable in English words. And when we go visit places in heaven like that, when you come back, you're always different. You're always changed. You know, there's scriptures that talk about from glory to glory and, you know, oh, Jesus. More. More, Jesus. More. I'm seeing some men in here. I'm seeing Jesus positioning your path. I'm seeing like roadblocks that were put up that are just gone. You were so used to going around these roadmaps and these roadblocks, I'm sorry, roadblocks, and it was always a struggle, and I'm seeing clear path, clear path, clear path. And I'm seeing minds, some thinking processes. There were some blockages in minds, and I see the Lord, I see the wind of the Lord clearing the minds of his people, clearing and healing the minds of his people. Oh, more Jesus. More Lord. I am hearing the words destiny, and I'm seeing flames of fire being ignited underneath destiny. I'm hearing the words acclimated to the spirit realm. Some of you, for the very first time, you know, you've struggled, you've wanted, you've tried, you've pushed. Friends, the door opened. I'm telling you, where we went tonight, well, I'm just going to say it, no man has gone before. That's what I'm hearing. I believe it's because of the season we're in. You know, I just love how Jesus knows exactly where to take us and what we need. And, oh, yes, Lord. Someone in here is struggling with this. And I would like to remind you of the scripture in Matthew where it talks about ask, seek, and knock, and the door will be opened to you. That's for you. Well, let's all take that. Thank you, Father. More Jesus. So, destinies have been ignited in here, and I'm hearing open heavens, and I see that it's a time of positioning of his children. Things are being moved around and adjusted so that we can walk in the fullness of time for the benefit of him. Because it's not about us. Thank you, Jesus. There's someone in here who's struggling with a child. You're very worried about their activities and decisions that they're making. And I hear Jesus saying, I've got this. Let it go. I've got this. And he's saying, don't you remember what happened when you let him go the last time? And I saw, as he was saying that, I saw like a bunch of new daisies pop out of the ground. Not little, not just the root and the flower, the green part. It was like the whole daisy just popped out of the ground. See, things are different in the kingdom of heaven than they are on earth. You know, earth is a mirrored image. And so we tend to look at things from an earthly perspective. But friends, God is trying to get us to keep our eyes on him. He is the author. He really is. He has the beginning and the end. And if we can just stay his friend through the whole thing, it's going to be okay. I see him wanting to take our hands tonight and walk with us and tell us some things that we need to know. And I hear him saying, you've been asking. Now listen. Okay, Jesus. Let's take a minute And listen, because you've been asking. His assurance is so strong right now that it's going to be okay. It's not going to go the way you think, but it's going to be okay. I just saw limitations, caps of limitations come off of a few people in here. And I think that has to do with listening. And I'm not eavesdropping on your conversations, but I'm just watching in the spirit. And actually, because I'm talking also in here and stuff for me. Hallelujah. I like to write down when the Lord starts speaking to me, though. And Father, right now I'm asking, Holy Spirit, will you help us retain everything that you're sharing with us tonight? Hallelujah. I just saw like a hand go into people's chests, like, you know, like, and it was like pressurized. But when I saw that, I saw like earthly stuff like come out, you know, so there's room. Hey, it reminds me of when a baby gets burped. More, Lord. We say yes to whatever you have, Jesus. We glorify you. We worship you. We wait on you. We love on you. Love on him now, friends. Oh, my Jesus, you're so sweet. Thank you, Father. We worship and adore you. We glorify. Some of you will climb up in his lap. Some of you will lay at his feet. Some of you will dance for him. Some of you will dance with him. We were made for intimacy. And sometimes it gets out of proportion or out of order. It gets squeezed to the last thing. And right now we call it forth. We call it forward. We call it right now into the now moment of God. We click it into position. We break the bands of time and we declare intimacy, oneness in God for his good pleasure. We say yes to sanctification and holiness. We say yes to the plans of his will, the plans that he has for us. We say yes. We reverse past mistakes and decisions and regrets. We put them under the blood of the Lamb. We reverse the effects of alcoholism and drug addiction on our bodies right now. We apply the blood of Jesus as a lubricant, as a healing agent, as a life source to restore and build life in God, for God. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, shaka boom. And I wasn't sure if that was to be released or not. Shaka boom. There's some power tonight coming from the throne. We say yes. More, Lord. We got to have more of you. We're not satisfied. Stir the holy hunger in us, Holy Ghost. We say no to the distractions. We say no to our mind trying to figure this out in the natural. Take us deeper in your presence. Take us deeper in your presence. Take us deeper in your presence. For your pleasure. Because you created us in your image for your good pleasure. For fellowship. For oneness in you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, left eye. Who got a left eye problem? Hallelujah, you've been healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Hallelujah. Whoa. Ooh, yeah, shaka, ute. Okay, three vertebrae. I think those are called vertebrae. In the lower back, one, two, and three. They're down low. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's that? Hallelujah. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hey, while we're at it. More, Lord. I speak life to your joints. I speak life to your bones. I speak life to your ligaments. I command. Whoa, I see it. I command. Recreate right now in the name of Jesus. Recreate the joints, the bones, the hips, every bone that has ever been broke. Recreate to original, 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 original in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Intestines be made whole. Intestines, I speak to you and I command you to work properly in the name of Jesus. And now that's for anybody who needs it, even though I'm pointing over here. If you need a healing in your intestines, take it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ah, arthritis. I curse you and I command you to leave this place, leave these bodies in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Okay, it is not part of God's blessing. I curse arthritis and I command it to loose off its people in this room right now. Go and never come back. And I release the healing power of Jesus Christ, the lubricating power of Jesus Christ to recreate, recreate, recreate every area of distress in your body in the name of Jesus. Whoo, I'm seeing the firefly. Hallelujah. Huya kende kora do so koko. Hallelujah. Aya koshaba. Inole mandele bakore do so koko. I don't know what that is, Holy Ghost. What is that? Somebody in here struggles with an issue in their stomach, and the picture I'm seeing is you feel like a roller coaster ride. Like, you know when you go over a hill and you feel like you're losing your stomach, it goes way up high? I don't know if that's a medical condition, but somebody in here has that, and right now the Lord is healing you. Hallelujah. 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 Peace. Peace. Peace to your stomach. Peace to your emotions. Hallelujah. Atokorito so koko. Racing heart. I call you out in the name of Jesus. and I put the blood of the Lamb over your heart, and I say, peace, be still. I command every heartbeat to be in order, in proper order, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh! Do you know that we can laugh at sickness and disease? And you know that really makes the enemy mad? Because he loses his grip when we laugh. You know, because if you're like, you know, you clench up and tighten up and it's like, you know, on you. Ha, 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 it has to leave. Right now, insomnia. Big word for me. I could even spell it tonight. Those of you who know me, I'll laugh at that one. Insomnia. I break the hold of insomnia on your mind, and I release you from that bondage. I break that demonic force, that oppression. I command it to loose off your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Go. Racing thoughts, go. Go. I break the plans of the enemy to steal your sleep and your peace. I say no in the name of Jesus. I put the blood of the Lamb over your mind. I command the neurons to be healed and fire in proper order in the name of Jesus. Whoa, I'm starting to get something weird on. You know, I'm like caught in two places here. Somebody has a problem with their right eye, and it's no fun, is it? I'm actually having it manifest right now. And right now, I speak wholeness to your right eye. I command, what is that, Father? Double vision to go in the name of Jesus. Double vision, go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I just heard the word stammering. What is that? Is that like stuttering, do you think?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You've just been healed. Hallelujah. 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 Konate sabanda le korito so go go. More, Lord. Blood disorder. If you have an issue with your blood, put your hand on your heart. Be whole in the name of Jesus. I command your heart and the blood in your heart to be normalized and regulated right now. I speak to every cell in your blood and I command it to be normal right now, to be whole right now. Red cells, blood cells, balance out in the name of Jesus. Platelets? I just heard it. I got to wait. I don't know the rest. I don't even know what it is. All the nurses are cringing right now. Oh, Jesus, the great physician, I thank you. Somebody has low platelet count, whatever that means. Hallelujah. Well, right now, I just speak life to your platelet count, and I command it to normalize and be regular at the right place, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Mental disorders. Hallelujah. I'm not sure where we're going. I just heard the word, so let's hang and see it. I break every doctor's report and test related to mental disorders, and I release you from the enemy and the captivity of the thoughts that were misfiring in your brain. I speak peace to your brain right now in the name of Jesus. I speak wholeness to your mind in the name of Jesus. I break the effects from your childhood off your mind in the name of Jesus. And I command the holiness of God to heal and restore what was lost or broken in the name of Jesus. I just heard reverse. Thank you, Jesus. And remember, we don't earn it. We don't deserve it. He just does it for us. And we don't fret. We don't worry. If you're on medicine, don't stop taking your medicine. Just wait on the Lord for the fruit to manifest. Amen. Yjondele bandele quarto so coco. I'm seeing businesses, and I'm looking at the books. And I'm seeing a chart, and I'm seeing growth of income on the charts. So anybody who has a business in here or is thinking about a business, I speak the blessing of the Lord over your businesses right now, and I command the growth of income. I command a binding in the spirit of all demonic forces trying to hinder your business growth. And I I'm just saying it. I don't know if I can say this. I'm trying to. Sometimes I see stuff and I can't say it. And then sometimes he says, I want you to say it, so I'm just waiting. There's a fight going on. What? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray right now for over everyone in this room. I pray that we walk in your fullness, that we learn to walk in the Spirit. I'm seeing a sword, and I believe I'm supposed to say, and wield the sword of truth, and cut through the forces of evil that are trying to block our purpose in God or our destiny in God, and I release, I feel like I'm supposed to release a tool, so take the tool and receive it. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to show us how to use this tool in the Spirit to win. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Jesus, I'm asking you to increase our discernment, increase our vision, our hearing, our spiritual senses, so that we can be sharp in season, because we are, it's a season. I'm asking you, Holy Ghost, to help us faint not, help us not to flesh out, help us show up for our training in you. Help us understand how to grow spiritually. Lord, I'm asking when we read the Word that it comes alive, that we learn to read it by our spirit instead of our intellect. The intellect is great, but when we read it by the Spirit, it fills in our heart and grows and makes us stronger for when the winds blow, we're able to stand and deliver a word in season. No, it is written. No, every weapon formed against me will not prosper. I feel like tonight when we leave here, we're not going to be the same. You know, nights like this, you come away and you go, I look different, I smell different. I don't know what happened, but something's different. You know what I'm saying? It's like we carry his fragrance with us. You know, I just love that about him. Oh, I just got another healing. Kidneys. I just saw kidneys being healed. Right now, I speak to kidneys, and I command full function of your kidneys in the name of Jesus. I reverse the effects of, some people have taken medications, and it's caused complications to your kidneys, and right now I reverse the effects of that, and I speak life to your kidneys, I speak full function of your kidneys, and I command them to work in proper order, in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you have a question? That's the presence. That's,
but I can't take
anymore. Yeah. And that's actually a good thing. Some people will fall asleep, but and they'll wake up and go, man, I slept. No, God just worked on you. Yeah.
I can't take anymore.
Yeah. And that's actually natural. And as you spend more time, you know, you grow in his presence, carrying his presence. And this is actually a really good quick teaching. I'll save it for another time because it's getting late. But it's basically, you ever watch some people come up for prayer and they fall out? You know, they're responding to the presence of God. And as you acclimate, and some people don't fall out. You know, what's the difference? Some people acclimate to the presence. Well, some do. Oh, gosh, yes. You know, but some, you grow. And because as you carry and release, you get more and more if you keep asking. And there are times when it's like, oh, this is wonderful. I think I'm going to combust. But more, Lord, you know. And then, you know, one of the things that the Lord had me say a couple weeks back, maybe a month ago, and I'm paraphrasing because it was by the Holy Spirit, but I said something like, help me expand my capacity to house you or something. It was something like that because it was like this. It was one of the nights Holly was here, and I was like, and I was like, help me, you know, and he did, and I was able to, like, expand somehow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Kimmy.
There's a Hebrew word for
Yeah, that's good. That's true. Oh, you did?
Pray it every day.
What did I say?
It is. You said, "Create in me a strong vessel that won't crack under the pressure of your glory."
Oh, I said that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.